Have you ever been driving down the road and you thought you would take a shortcut to get to your destination faster, so you took a certain road, but instead of it getting you there sooner, it took you longer? My friend, I've learned through the years that the shortest route isn't necessarily the best route. In fact, sometimes we try to take shortcuts with God, but my friend, instead of that helping us, it actually hinders us.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is a delight to be with you here today on Truth in Fact. I pray that you're having a blessed day, that you are being strengthened and encouraged by the Word of God. We are in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 26, and I'll read the 8th verse. Then Abishai said to David, "God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day. Now, therefore, please let me strike him at once with the spear right to the earth, and I will not have to strike him a second time." You might wonder, what in the world is that verse all about? Well, I want to talk to you today about taking the shorter route. That's right, the shorter route. You know, sometimes we might be tempted to take the shorter route. For one thing, we know that it's shorter. It gets us there faster. It doesn't take quite as much time. But on the other hand, did you know that the shortest route isn't always the best route? See, God may have something different planned for your life. You see, in God's economy, shortest way doesn't necessarily mean the best way. See, we're living in a microwave age and mentality today, and most things are just about instant, and we're basically being taught that we don't have to wait anymore. I mean, we get upset and the fast food line isn't going fast enough through McDonald's or Burger King. We have instant messaging. We have smartphones and email and Facebook and Twitter, and we can send messages and pictures instantly without much waiting. But the problem is when we bring that kind of mentality to the Lord and we say, "Okay, God, I prayed for a couple minutes and I expect an answer right now." Well, my friend, I can say this, God can answer instantly. Sure, he can. But more than likely, he won't. No, he's going to teach you to wait on him. He's going to teach you patience, just like he did Habakkuk. Habakkuk cried out to God, "How long shall I cry and you not hear?" Well, I promise you, God heard the first time he cried out to him. But God was teaching Habakkuk a few things. He was teaching him, yes, patience, but also the just shall live by his faith, not by circumstances, not by what you see, but you trust and believe God by faith. See, God is going to teach you and I to be still in his presence. He's going to teach you that the shortest way isn't necessarily the best way. You may know the story of how God had chosen David to be the next king over Israel. Samuel, the prophet of God, had anointed David when he was a shepherd boy on the back hills of Israel tending sheep. But Saul was king of Israel at the time. And we know that Saul was the people's choice, but David was God's choice. But although David would be king, he had to wait for the right time. And that's very important. True, he would be king. But that didn't mean that he would be king at that moment. In other words, there's God's timing. In fact, I would say that God's timing is very important to us as Christians. Wouldn't you agree? That's right, the timing of God, the will of God. You see, God may call us to do something. He might be preparing us for some task or ministry or job or career, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we jump right into it. Why is that? Because it might not be the right time. It could be, but then again, it might not be. You see, sometimes you might be tempted to take the shortcuts to your destinations in life. See, David faced this temptation many times before he finally assumed the throne as king. And although Samuel had anointed David to be king, David had to wait on God's timing. And my friend, it may be that God is trying to teach you and I the exact same thing right now. You see, the shortest way isn't necessarily the best way.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.